hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and as promised, we are at Our World Underwater, the 40-year anniversary. We've got a big show planned for you today and a few very special surprises. Now, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, is not here in Chicago. However, she has graced us in song, and we are going to have the world premiere of Kelly Gaga's new song. I'm going to leave it at that, but trust me, you're going to want to stick around for that little ditty. She set the bar even lower than before in her singing ability. And if you don't remember, you know, Kelly is a Brazilian swimsuit model, and she is pretty much tone deaf when it comes to singing. So she's kind of like our William Hung for Scuba Radio, if you want to make that analogy with American Idol. That's coming up on today's show, moments away. Do not miss it. However, we are in the Midwest, in the deep white north. It's beautiful here today. It's not like last year we froze our, well, you know what, off when we came here to Chicago. This year, is actually, the weather has been quite nice and a pleasant surprise. I'm here with the organizer of Our World Underwater's 40th year anniversary, Pat Hammer. Pat, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great. You know what? These mermaids is what's making it hot. Trust me, okay?
Yes.
I mean, it's a beautiful thing in this room.
We thought we'd bring a little Florida sunshine to the Midwest. And lo and behold, you had some here today anyway. So,
oh, my God, it was wonderful out there, you know? And yeah. Now, look at all the people in here.
Yeah, it's a great show. I mean, it's a 40-year anniversary of Our World Underwater, largest dive consumer show in the Midwest, if not beyond. And it's looking great so far. I love it, Pat. But you like our mermaids. The mermaids are hit. We're actually debuting the new Mermagica mermaid tails. Yeah, have you even noticed what type of tails?
Scuba Radio tails. Look at that. And the colors.
I didn't know if your eyes had worked their way down that far yet.
No, young man. I started from the bottom and worked my way up, okay?
Oh, okay.
Oh,
sure,
there are their faces. Look at that.
Yes. Very nice. Yeah, but those are the new Mermagica. They're sparkly.
It. And the colors? Red, white, and blue.
Okay. I think that's silver, but I'll go with white.
Is that silver, really?
Yeah, it's red, white, and blue. No, it's very patriotic.
I should have had that last beer.
But we did this specifically for the 40-year anniversary of Our World Underwater, which is a good cause.
That's wonderful. I appreciate it. Hey, think about this. 40 years, and we have some people here that have been at all the shows or manufacturers. That's pretty cool.
That is. That's very nice. Now, Our World Underwater, obviously a huge consumer dive show that all the Midwest divers come and congregate for the weekend, talk about diving, where to go, what to buy, that kind of thing. But also funds a good cause, too, right?
Yeah, we actually have two foundations. The Tim Early Foundation, which helps aquatic education and aquatic programs here in the Midwest. We sink ships. In fact, we're sinking a ship here in May. If we raise enough money for that. And then we have the Ralph Erickson Foundation, which helps people through the instructor courses, so we can help fund somebody's instructor development course.
Yeah, and we actually pulled some of our Scuba Radio sponsors to help out this year. Bob Evans from Force Fins donated a nice set of Tan Delta Super Force Fins that someone's going to have a shot at the silent auction.
What are those worth? How much are those worth?
Thousands of dollars.
They're unbelievable.
Red Tan Delta material. These things are like Super Force Fins. You put them on and fly.
I was playing around with them. I went to bid on them. My guys won't let me bid.
Yeah, why don't you? Hey, they're one-of-a-kind Force Fins. Very that nice. Our buddy Bob Evans was nice enough to allow us to donate them to the worthy cause here at Our World Underwater.
And those dry boxes, too, are really sharp, too. We've already got people bidding on those.
Yeah, the Nanook protective cases. We got Scuba Radio logos on them. These are like super hard cases that you can put your film stuff in, your camera stuff, your video gear when you're traveling on a dive trip. We donated a couple of those to the cause. And also if that weren't enough, we have an Olympus underwater camera in housing that our friends at Olympus Cameras were nice enough to help us out.
Yeah, those cameras are really sharp. People love them. Very simple point-and-shoot cameras, and that's going to probably bring in a lot of money for the foundation. I'm really excited. This could be the best year for raising money for us, and we need a lot. It's another $30,000 to sink this ship, so we need a lot.
Yes, well, we try to do our part to
You're
donate a few things.
You
well, thank you, Pat.
Great.
It was the least we could do for the worthy cause, but that's not enough. You know, obviously, you can come and bid on those things for the silent auction, but we've made it even easier here at Scuba Radio and Pat here at Our World Underwater, because not only do we have those things in the silent auction, but we're giving away a liveaboard trip here at Our World Underwater to one lucky Chicagoland diver. You know about this?
I know all about it. In fact, I put my business card in that box twice already.
Yeah, that won't work. You got to get a special entry from the Explorer Ventures booth, bring it over and fill it out, so the business card won't work.
Maybe that's why I haven't won too many contests, huh?
Yes, well, maybe. Maybe. Now, what the deal is, we are giving away a spot on the liveaboard trip that the Scuba Radio crew is going to be on board for. So, yeah. So this is actually, we're going to recruit a Midwest diver to join us on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, July 31st to the 7th of 2010.
Sweet. Sweet. Well, I hope it's somebody from our store. I'd really like that.
Yeah, I'm sure they would. We need extra mermaid wranglers. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. I do.
Yes, either that or the Explorer Ventures crew are saying we need just somebody on board to watch the Scuba Radio people to make sure they don't tear it up.
You know, that's going to be a fun week. I've heard a few trips you guys have been on, and always say, man, I got to go on one of those someday.
Yes, well, you'll have your shot here at Our World Underwater. Of course, you can book it by going to exploreventures.com and calling them up and say you want to join us July 31st through August 7th, 2010 for the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, or you can be here in Chicago, and we will literally give one away to a lucky diver here at Our World Underwater this weekend. But that's not all. We got more.
Yeah, you can come and hug a mermaid.
Well, you can hug a mermaid, but I was going to actually talk about the pirate treasure we have. We have have you even
seen
this?
No.
Check this out. Let me pull this out here for you, Patrick. I got it all packed up here, but our friends at Mel Fisher's Treasures there in Key West have just signed on as a new Scuba Radio supporter, and they have been nice enough to allow us to give away a piece of treasure from the wreck of the Atocha off of Key West.
Oh,
that's
wow,
a $1,200 Spanish, what is it, a real? What is it? Eight real. Is that
real?
Yeah. I don't know what they look like, but that's a $1,200 one of those
phenomenal
things.
That is sharp.
So we're going to give that away this weekend to a lucky Chicagoland diver as well. How's that sound?
Oh, it's fantastic. This thing went down 1622, and this thing looks like it was made yesterday.
Yes, it's spotless. It's clean. It's from the wreck of the Atocha. And matter of fact, Single Scott is now become an official investor. And we'll tell you all about that a little bit later on in the show. But that's a pretty cool little project. But we got that pirate treasure to give away. So we have tons of stuff. Plus, you can hug a mermaid.
Oh, I love it. They're phenomenal. And the colors, unbelievable.
Look, red, white, and blue. That's what we're going with.
I'm going with that.
Red, white, and blue here at Our World Underwater 40-year anniversary celebration. I know you're excited. You know, the economy has been a little tough on everybody the last year or so, but what I'm seeing so far here at the show looks very positive. What do you think, Patrick?
Oh, our pre-ticket sales were way up. This has been unbelievable. All right, we're up probably about 25%. So the economy hasn't hit the dive industry yet.
That's good. That's good. They're here to actually find out where to go, what to buy, and how many mermaids to take home, something like that.
Wrap up a couple. I'm going home.
Okay. All right. Well, Pat, great to see you again, my friend.
Thank you so much
for having us. Year after year, Patrick Hammer here at Our World Underwater is nice enough to host the Scuba Radio crew, and we appreciate it immensely. Now, we have a lot of stuff going on here at the show. Not only do we have the new mermaid tales, but we have new mermaids. Yes. Now, so let's talk to the new Scuba Radio mermaids. Well, first, I guess we should bring back our old favorites. And old, I don't mean that in a negative light, but Angela knows what I'm saying. She's our nurse mermaid. She basically resurrects all the guys that are walking by, taking pictures, and pass out when they see Angela sitting here in the chair posing for pictures. Right, Angela? How you doing?
Yes. We only had to administer CPR a few times so far, but we're just this early Friday. So.
But she's had many requests for... Yeah, mouth to mouth, exactly, right?
Well, hey, that's, you know, that's what they want, right?
Give them what they want. That's what we love about Angela. Now, if that weren't enough, sitting next to Angela in the silver and or white tail, according to Patrick, would be Librarian Amy. Librarian Amy, how are you? Good to see you again.
It's good to see you, too. It's a little chilly up here.
It's a little chilly. What do you mean? You live here. She's our Chicagoland mermaid, and she's also a librarian, or at least she looks like one. You'll know what I mean when you see her, but she's got it going on. So we got the nurse, we got the librarian, and then we have a new addition, right, Amy?
Yes, we do. Can I introduce her?
Yes, please.
This is my sister, Alicia. She is the historian.
The historian, Alicia. Alicia, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Now, you are wearing the red new mermaid tail. By the way, our friends at mermagica.com were nice enough to hook us up with these new tails here at Our World Underwater. How do you like being a mermaid? This is your first time being a mermaid, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's definitely an experience with all these fine-looking young men around here.
You don't sound very convincing when you say that, Alicia. What are you looking at me for? Trust me, the show's long. But you're a historian, so what does that mean exactly?
Well, it means on my off mermaid time, I teach history to high schoolers.
Ah, so do you plan to teach anything today to the lonely divers that walk by and want a picture, that kind of thing?
Sure, whatever they want to know, I'll tell them.
All right, so there you go. So we have the historian, we have the librarian, and we have the nursonian. The nurse. These mermaids are not one-trick ponies. Not only can they dive, not only can they swim and hold their breath, but they can teach and they can tell you about the Dewey Decimal System and resurrect you once you pass out. Something like that. So, you know, they are multitasking mermaids here in Chicago this weekend, and you can come by, say hi, and obviously get your picture taken with them and that kind of thing. And, of course, we'll have video, we'll have pictures and the works right there at scubaradio.com. Now, matter of fact, we got Kevin here, super fan Kevin from the Midwest. He's here working the video. Good job, Kevin. You like the Bonica video you're doing?
Mermaids what?
Oh, yeah, yes, the Bonica video camera. We got the HD.
Good. They look so good through this machine.
HD, they look awesome, don't they?
They are definitely high def.
Yes, indeed. No, so you're enjoying Our World Underwater? Are you looking forward to another great show or what?
You know, this is a great show this year. The weather cooperated. It was actually sunny and warm and pleasant in Chicago today. The show is great. I see some great exhibitors. I see people from the past. And there's more mermaids, too, to tell you the truth.
Yes, yeah, we got three mermaids this year. That's up one from last year. I think we had two last year, and we've added one. So it's the 40th year. Why not? Kick it up a notch, right?
Right, the quotient's gone up. We've increased our mermaid quotient to this year.
Indeed. And if that were not, we got our buddy George from Chicago. You've heard George on Scuba Radio many times. How you doing, George? Good to see you again.
Very good. How are you doing today?
Good.
You guys brought some beautiful weather for a change for us.
Beautiful weather and beautiful mermaids.
Oh, the mermaids are gorgeous. They got new tails and everything.
Yeah. Which one do you like? Your red, white, or blue?
I like the blue.
Yeah, you're going with the blue?
I always go with the blue.
Always go with the blue. Now, Patrick said, have you been here 40 years?
38.
Okay. 38. So we're going
to
find.
They wouldn't let me go to the Playboy Club when I had the play. 39th one was at the Playboy Club.
Are you kidding me?
Honest to God.
Nice.
Down on Michigan Avenue.
Really? Well, maybe we ought to bring back some of that history to this year's event. If we can liquor up the mermaids enough, anything could happen. You know what I'm saying?
They could fit into the clip.
I like mermaids better than bunnies, don't you?
They got better tails than the bunnies.
I'm hip. Oh. Indeedy, indeedy. More coming up from Chicago. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
At my feet.
Okay, this will go well.
I want all divers. I want to go down.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't care if you're white, black, or brown. We're going down.
No, honey, if you can swing that one.
Down, down, down. We're going down.
More power to you.
I just hope this isn't all too good to be true.
You know that you want to. You know that you need to. You need to join me for a dive romance.
I'll make a note of it.
I'll be your buddy, maybe Marty.
Scuba Radio. It's Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. It's Scuba Radio.
You've got to listen to something when you're down there.
Well, if you say so. I don't know. All I can say is I'm sorry, but that's Kelly's new song, the Kelly Gaga song. Hopefully you enjoyed it. If not, don't complain or I'll play it again. Okay, simple as that. We are here in Chicago at Our World Underwater's 40-year anniversary. I'm standing next to Tom Ingram, the executive director from the DEMA organization. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing really well, but that was really a hard act to follow.
Yes, well, it is on many levels. I've just kind of blocked it out on many levels. That's all you can do at this point. You hear what I'm saying?
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, Kelly is definitely our version of William Hung. I don't know. So I guess we can consider it a tribute to American Idol on some twisted level. But how do you like our new mermaids?
I love your new
red,
mermaids.
White, and blue.
That's how patriotic.
Yes, absolutely. But I know you're all business when it comes to the dive industry. You're here, obviously, representing DEMA. I know you put on a couple seminars here to educate the members on what's going on in the industry. Can you give us a little state of the industry update, or what are you seeing on your radar?
Well, thanks for the opportunity to do that. We had a board meeting here in Chicago. And the idea was to be able to get right out to our members directly after that and get the information out about what we've been able to do for the coming year. And so we've got some really great programs coming up. We've got a cooperative advertising program that we're renewing this year to the tune of $100,000. We're doing some partnership stuff with the Disney Nature Oceans movie as part of that co-op program. So a way for retailers to be able to advertise in some of the theaters that are showing the movie. So
yeah, that's the new big wildlife film, like a kickback to the old days of Disney, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's the perfect target for our audience, I think. So that's a really good thing. You know, the industry is hanging on by its fingernails, as we always do. And anecdotally, what I hear is that the resorts that are out there are offering diving, that are focusing themselves on diving, are hanging on a lot better than the ones that are not. So I take that to be a good sign. The show itself is busy. It's a Friday night here, you know, so we're really looking at just the very opening of the show, and it's crowded. There's a lot of people in here. So, and once again, Pat Hammer, great show, and we're happy to be here and be part of it.
Yeah, we're taping, obviously, here at the beginning of the show right now for the broadcast on Saturday. But yeah, it looks good, and you know, hopefully this is an indication for a great weekend. The weather looks like it's going to cooperate here in the Midwest this weekend, better than last weekend, for sure. So I think that'll play to our favor, don't you think?
I think so. We have just a little light dusting of snow coming in. That ought to have everybody coming indoors instead of staying outdoors. And of course, you know, there's tons of divers in the Chicago area and that whole 3-4 state area around here. So it's a great time. It's a great place to come out, and we're looking forward to having everybody get back into the water as soon as they possibly can. But until you do, come here.
Yeah, come here, talk about it, hang with a mermaid, enter to win a liveaboard trip from Scuba Radio and Explorer Ventures. You know, we're giving one of those away. Did you hear about that, Tom?
I did hear about that, but you better tell those people again.
Yes, well, all they have to do is enter here at the show. One lucky Chicagoland diver is going to join us on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. It could even be you, Tom.
It could be, but I don't know.
You've got to go fill out an entry, though. But I don't think we're going to get him away from the mermaids. You got to get some pictures and all that kind of stuff.
All right.
That's part of his position at executive director at DEMA. These are the things you have to go out and do. You got to shake hands, kiss babies, and
pose with mermaids.
Exactly. Yeah. It goes with the territory, right?
It does, and it's a hard job, but somebody's got
to
do it.
He's willing to take one for the team. God bless him for it. All right. Thank you, Tom. Have a great show. Good to see you again. More coming up from the largest dive show in the Midwest, Our World Underwater's 40-year anniversary next. Stay close. Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master at the 40-year anniversary edition of Our World Underwater, largest dive consumer show in the Midwest. And we are here covering it full effect with three mermaids, red, white, and blue. We have the historian, librarian, and the nurseonian or something. She's a nurse.
The nurse, yes, exactly.
Yeah, Kevin
God
here.
Bless America.
Yeah, Kevin, our super fan from the Midwest, is here helping out. Mermaid wrangling, right?
Absolutely. I've been trained. I'm professionally certified in this art.
Yeah, and matter of fact, he already scored a giveaway. He picked up one of these new eye docks for his iPhone. How do you like that thing?
I did. It's really cool. It keeps the iPhone safe. You can carry it in, and when you're traveling, you set it out. You have your it's visible, so you can use it as a clock. It's a very nice item. You can look that up on the internet. It was iDocs. The Google works wonders for everything. I don't know what I'd do without it. Google
system. Yeah, well, iDocs360.com is the website to get information on this little accessory for your iPhone or iTouch. But it's a cool little thing. We talked about this a few weeks ago on the show about how I was on or when we were in Grenada and I was always late because I didn't have a clock. And now I can take my little iDocs and pop out my iTouch and have that alarm clock program on there, which is free. And
absolutely.
Then you just have it sitting on your nice nightstand. I have no more excuses of being late anymore. Now you don't either.
I don't know about you, but I'm never without it. This thing's always in my hand, so it's even better that, like, when I go to bed, it's right there looking at me. I got the time. I can put dive themes on there. It's just a wonderful thing when you're traveling. Set my alarm and...
Yeah, well, yeah, Kevin is also a unique individual in that he's the only person I've ever heard. You've had some problems with AT&T and with your iPhone usage, right? Like going way over the usual limits, or are we allowed to talk about that?
Well, as long as we don't have any network sponsorship here from that particular carrier, I guess we're good. I love the product. Apple, you know, it's the best product I've ever owned, but I hate to disparage the network, but, you know, I'm so close to Canada that I guess a $900 bill is just not that unusual, or maybe it's just me.
That is a lot of tweeting, Kevin. You hear what I'm saying?
I'm not going to talk about my tweeting. That's a bad, that's a personal issue, but, you know, I love my data.
Yes, well, he's been spending too much time at scubaradio.com racking up those minutes. We got more from Chicago next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Before Superman, before the Lone Ranger, before Bruce Wayne, came the Cape Crusader. Scuba boy, naked scuba boy, you roam the earth.
Now, if you heard the show last week, you know that we were broadcasting from the Miami International Boat Show. You also know, if you got towards the end of it, that I got ripped off. Somebody broke into my car after spending a day at the boat show in Miami and stole all my clothes. So I had to go home right after we recorded the show last week and get back to business, get ready for Chicago. All is fine. All is good. However, I was very tempted. Don't let me kid you. I was very tempted to take on the persona of a vigilante superhero, Naked Scuba Boy, and head back down to South Florida, find the guy who had stole my scuba radio shirt, and wander the streets of South Florida and bring him to justice. But I digress. I pulled back. I said, lucky for all the nice folks there in South Florida, I decided against doing so. So here we are in Chicago on a much better note. Single Scott is with me. Scott, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, it's great. Good show.
Now, Scott, I mentioned the Mel Fisher treasure that we're giving away here at Our World Underwater. Now, you are actually going to partake in a very special thing with those folks. We're going to get into more detail about this in the next few weeks, but I want to give everybody just a heads up what's about to happen, because you are now a official Mel Fisher treasure investor guy, which means you can go down there and dive the wreck of the Atocha, right?
That's what I hear.
Yeah, he doesn't even know all the details about it, but he was like, hey, I get to dive the wreck of the Atocha and go treasure hunting. Yeah, that's like every diver's dream, and now you're going to be able to do that, right?
Well, exactly. I mean, I don't know how many people have dove it, but they have the salvage right, so no one else can dive it but them. And so I get to go down there and do some diving and find some coins, and should be a good time.
Yeah, and we're going to go down there and cover this extravaganza, and I'll be a part of a broadcast. Maybe we'll have to bring a mermaid or two down for the whole thing, because you're going to need a little help carrying back all this treasure back home to your home in on the west coast of Florida there, right?
Are you sure you want to trust jewelry to mermaids to bring back?
Well, if nothing else, it'll be a chick magnet for you, I figure. Single Scott may not be Single Scott anymore after he picks up his share of pirate treasure off the coast of Key West.
Well, I didn't think about that, but they have brought up, what, $450 million worth of treasure off that one wreck.
Yeah, and they figure there's another $90 million or something, ridiculous amount of money still down there.
And some of that's going to be mine.
Okay, well, we're going to find out. You got that to look forward to as we cover Single Scott's progress on going to dive for treasure on the wreck of the Atocha in Key West. You can do this as well, by the way. All you got to do is go to melfisherstreasure.com or melfisher.com. Just Google it, and you'll find their website. They actually sell these little spots where you can actually get access to dive with these folks and go out and dive this the wreck of the Atocha. So, like I said, that's every diver's dream. It's my dream. Scott's going to get to do it. Because I got to travel around too much, and we wanted to kind of, put one of our crew members out there on this wreck and really, score big time.
Are you sure you're just not trying to get rid of me and sending me away?
Well, I am looking at three beautiful mermaids right now, the red, white, and blue. So, hey, I'm not going to say that's the case, Scott, but, just go there, score tons of money. You'll get more than three. You hear what I'm saying?
Okay, I think that would work.
Exactly. All right, so look, we got more coming up from Chicago. We got the Scuba Cowboy here entertaining the folks musically. No, we didn't bring Kelly. We left her at home just to play that song to annoy you. We actually have a real musician here in Chicago that we're going to talk to in just a bit. Plus, we have a Dan tip that's all coming up from the 40-year anniversary of Our World Underwater, the largest dive consumer show in the Midwest.
Scuba Radio. Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the Paddy Dive Center nearest you. Paddy, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 406. The following is more of a warning than a tip. Beware the fearsome King Kong. He is slowly terrorizing the sea floor at a rate of 2 inches every month.
Hey, that snail was about to charge.
To please the gods, we'd sacrifice a virgin, but we couldn't find any on our boat.
For 15 years, she kept her virginity. Not a bad record for this vicinity.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, a COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Jeff?
Going great, Greg. What are you up to?
Just checking a dive report.
Dive charter?
Stock market.
Ouch.
Yeah, well, it's the pain we're all feeling these days.
Yeah, but happily, it doesn't mean the end of diving.
That's the great part about water everywhere. Find a puddle big enough and you can dive.
You said it. I've talked to a lot of divers lately who aren't skipping a single dive. They're just enjoying them a little closer to home.
There's a lot of great diving to be done at a local level, even if you're not living in Florida.
That's a true statement. But just because you're diving local doesn't mean you can be lazy about your diving habits.
Do tell.
Even if you're diving a site that's your second home, you still need to do all the planning and preparation you'd do if you were going on a trip.
Such as?
Start with the site. Think through what kind of dive you'll be doing and what the conditions will be. It might be a quarry with a significant depth or temperature challenges, or visibility that's a little different than you've seen in a while. You could be diving a lake where there are topographical conditions of which you need to be aware. Or maybe you're lucky enough to be living in a coastal region, in which case you need to be familiar with some of the specifics of shore diving and local marine life.
I see what you mean.
Every dive has a unique set of conditions you need to consider. Take some time to get a layout of the site. Remind yourself about landmarks you'll use for navigation, what the potential hazards are, that sort of thing.
And once you've acquainted yourself with the site and plan to dive?
Go through your gear and make sure it's ready for it. Has it been serviced and properly maintained? Do you have proper exposure protection? Are there any accessories you need, like a dive reel or dive light?
How about emergency procedures?
Absolutely, you should think about them. Are you familiar with the local procedures? Do you have emergency oxygen on hand, and do you know where it is? Is there staff on site to assist in an emergency, or are you on your own? And if you will be the responsible person, are you up to date on your emergency training?
What about you as a diver?
That's as important a piece as any. Are you physically fit enough to be diving? Are you mentally prepared to do the dive?
It sounds like even if you've cut the travel budget, you can't cut corners.
That's the truth. A common mistake a lot of divers make is that when they stay close to home and dive a familiar site, they get complacent. It's human nature, and we all get complacent from time to time, in and out of the water. But not taking the time to plan and prepare for a dive properly, even on a site you know really well, can be the difference between a safe dive and a bad day.
So the good news is that no matter what the economy is doing, there's no reason to quit diving. And the better news is that all the rules we apply when we do the travel and adventure diving still apply and keep us safe, even when we're in our own backyard.
And those are the kind of dives that'll make you happy every time.
Local diving offers a lot of adventure and opportunity to sharpen your skills. But just because you're local doesn't mean you can be lazy. No matter where you plan to submerge, take the time to do it right. Plan and prepare each dive thoroughly, regardless of where you are or how many times you've been there. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back in Chicago at Our World Underwater. Now, as promised, I got the scuba cowboy with me, Pup Morse. How you doing, Pup?
I'm absolutely wonderful.
You're my chum.
That's right.
Yeah, he has that song.
You're my chum. Chum.
That's right. I'm his chum.
All the time on the
yeah,
boat.
I puke a lot. Yeah, when I'm on a shaky boat there. But he has a song. He wrote about it. He's performing it here at the 40-year anniversary of Our World Underwater. Having fun so far?
Absolutely. Lots of great people, great divers, great products, all kinds of good stuff.
Now, have you been to this show before, Pup? Or this is all new to you, isn't it?
It's a new one for me. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean, you're a Denver diver, or Denver. That's where you're based out of, right?
Yep.
So coming to the Midwest, climate-wise, it's about the same. It's just lower elevation, right?
Yeah, actually, the cold is about the same. It's just a little easier to breathe down here. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, but that's good for performing, right?
It's real nice for performing. It's almost no work at all.
Yeah, now, the scuba cowboy, he does songs, obviously, that have a kind of a diving, theme to them, and maybe a little country kick to boot. So to speak. What do you call it? Scuba Caribbean or something, right?
Scuba Caribbean,
that's right.
For lack of a better term, I just try to make up my own.
Yeah, now you have the Scuba Cowboy. You can go to thescubacowboy.com, and that's your first CD of songs for divers. And you have some other CDs that are like more country, straightforward country-type CDs. But
yes.
You have a new one in the works, right?
I have a new one coming out in about 6 weeks.
6 weeks. What can we expect to see? Are you performing any of the new songs yet here at Our World Underwater?
Yeah, actually, but those ones are a little more of my country stuff, but we'll be performing kind of a mix of everything just to kind of throw it all out there and see what sticks to the wall kind of a thing, you know, just having fun. People seem to love the music, so.
Yeah, it's good stuff. You really ought to check it out at thescubacowboy.com. That's the website,
just
right?
Scubacowboy.com.
Just thescubacowboy.com, right. Now, I know he's working on a scuba radio song, a new thing to maybe work into this collection of ditties. What do you think about using the mermaids as motivation? Does that help? Does that inspire your musical juices?
It inspires so many things. It's hard to ignore.
Lots of juices?
Yes, lots of juices. Yeah, creative juices. It's very hard to really put it into just words. You know what
yes,
I'm saying?
Exactly. All right.
It's almost a physical kind of inspiration.
Yeah, well, it works. The mermaid, the diving thing, they all kind of go hand in hand.
Exactly. I really like the color scheme. It's kind of an all-American mermaid team almost.
Yeah, I didn't really plan that. That's actually silver, but it is coming off white.
It's coming off white, yeah.
It's kind of has that shimmer in the fluorescent lights here at the convention center. And so we got red, white, and blue going here at Our World Underwater. It is kind of a patriotic theme of our mermaids.
I like it. I like it a lot. And, yes, absolutely, the mermaids will be a part of the new Scuba Radio theme song that I hopefully you will like.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll like it. Hey, you didn't hear the song we just played. Trust me. Our bar is not very high here, Pup. You know, you follow me?
Well, that's what I like to hear.
Well, I'm not exactly, I'm sure, but trust me, I don't think it'll be any problem with what, compared to some of the other stuff you've produced is obviously top-notch and great stuff. You're My Chum, Just a Scuba Cowboy. There's some really good songs he has on the CD you have out right now, and I'm looking forward to the new one. You got any of the titles that you can share yet, or you just want to keep them under?
The new one?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Actually, I've got quite a few of the titles. Dive, which is kind of just a play on the whole word dive. I did a similar song called Ride for my country stuff. Wreck Winch.
I like that. Okay, look, more coming up from Chicago. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Hi, my name is Jordan Mazinski from Chicago.
Top Bears.
And I'm here with my close friend, Greg, who's the Scuba Radio Dive Master. Plus, he is my roomie on the AquaCat. I'm not telling you no more because whatever was said in the islands, it stays in the islands.
106 miles to Chicago.
But I didn't keep you warm at night.
No, he stole my pillow.
It's dark and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Yeah, I think George was trying to walk away with one of our mermaids here in Chicago. Come on, baby, don't you wanna go? All right, one, two, three. No, we still have three. I think we're good. Angela, what do you think? Was George getting a little, touchy-feely there?
Yes, that's a good word to describe it. He came... Every 5 minutes, he just keeps coming back with the photos, taking more photos. I don't get it. He's been by a few times.
Yeah. What do you think about his handlebar mustache? He has quite the look there. Is that a mermaid turn on? Is that his fair question or what?
I love the handlebar mustache. I actually really. There's some guy down this little walkway that has one too. I'm stoking him out. I like him.
All right. So she likes hairy men.
No. That take that back. Rewind. No. I think it looks cool. That's it.
Okay, that's all she's going with. Yeah. What'd you say there, Amy?
I said it gives her something to hold on to.
Yeah, okay. Oh, brother. Look out. Yeah, we got a wild one. These librarians, you got to watch them. You know, they know the Dewey Decimal System, but they know way more than that. Evidently here in Chicago. Now look, obviously we're having a lot of fun. We got a lot of people to talk to here at this event. It's the largest consumer dive show in the Midwest. Our buddy Neil Watson is here. Our friends from Explorer Ventures. You know, like I said, we're giving away a trip on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise July 31st through August 7th right here in Chicago to one lucky Chicagoland diver. But of course, if you can't be here in Chicago, you can still book it with Explorer Ventures. Just go to ExplorerVentures.com or give them a call and book your trip to join us on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. We will likely have Mermaid Angela or several of the Scuba Radio mermaids on board and lots of extra goodies. If that weren't enough, we also just announced our trip to Grenada. Now, we're going to Grenada at the end of August, August 22nd to the 30th, that time frame, with Aquanauts Grenada. Here's the code. Mermaid, of course, is the code. If you go to aquanautsgrenada.com or just go to the link there at the Scuba Radio main page at scubaradio.com, put in the code mermaid and you will get 10% off your dive package to join us there for this land-based party that we have planned at the end of August. So you got a couple options to join us on one of our adventures here in August. So make sure you take advantage of that. We got another hour of Scuba Radio on deck from Chicago. Stay close. Neil Watson, as I said, we got Clay from Explorer Ventures. Oh, we got tons of people. You're not going to want to miss. And of course, we got the red, white, and blue mermaids. What else can you ask for? That's all coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard...
blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.